So for many of us, this long weekend is one for games. No, not the NBA playoff games. No, not travel soccer games, which happens in my house.
Rise now, ye tarnished.
And the answer is somewhere out in the Forbidden West.
The Rebellion is reborn today, and I will not be the last Jedi.
Yeah, video games. And it has been quite a 2022 in this space. So let's chat about the latest in games, gaming consoles, the people who make video games, with our very own James Mastro Marino. He's our here and now resident gamer, who also moonlights as my producer in DC. James, hi.
Hi, Scott.
All right, let's go back a couple months. You and I are in downtown DC recording this field story on country music. You do a great job. You get home really late, but you are excited to get home. Why?
Well, I had just gotten a pre-release code for Elden Ring a week before its release because I was working on a story about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hopped in an Uber that night, long day of taping, and I remember being so excited. I am getting chills as I tell this to you because I walked out of that Uber, ran up the flight of stairs to my house, booted my computer, and I see this black screen with all caps letters, Elden Ring. And I hear this momentous soundtrack behind it. In that moment, I can't tell you if I was more excited about anything in my life. This game had been years in the making. I'm a big fan of its developer, and it delivered. It was an incredible success, selling 12 million copies in the first few weeks it was out.
Okay, well, let's pause to say that James Mastro Marino has had a very exciting life otherwise, but this is a big moment for you. What is Elden Ring? What's the point? What's the game?
Okay, so Elden Ring is this vast fantasy role-playing game. You take the role of the Tarnished. It isn't really explained what that means, but you don a shield, a sword, a spell, and you venture forth in this hostile but beautiful world. There's a towering, ethereal golden tree that dominates all of it. And mostly, the game is just exploration. It lets you loose, and that's what people loved about it. It's challenging, it's mysterious, but picking it apart is part of the appeal. Now, LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga has since eclipsed it in terms of sales. Notably, it wasn't competing with Elden Ring when so many games were trying to in the early year. And it's a LEGO game, a Star Wars game. It's great for kids. But Elden Ring remains the prestige game of the year. And I think people won't stop talking about it for years to come.
Okay. Let's talk about how to play a game like Elden Ring. You can play it on your computer at home, I presume. But are we in the new or newish on-the-go reality, these portable consoles?
Yes, so Nintendo really changed the game in 2017 when they came out with their Nintendo Switch that I think a lot of people are familiar with. That brought the sort of high-budget, big-scale games you're used to seeing on a computer or on a TV screen to your hand. But the Switch hasn't been updated internally for 5 years. You think about how there's a new iPhone every year. Though the Switch got a screen upgrade, the internals haven't kept up with where games are going. So in order to play something big like that, you either would have to try and stream it from another device through an extremely good internet connection, or there is a new device out this year by Valve, the PC gaming giant. They've produced something called the Steam Deck, which looks and feels a lot like a Nintendo Switch, but it can take essentially its entire PC gaming catalog on the go. There are hiccups. I've been playing around with it all weekend because I finally got one, and they're very hard to come by.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it plays Elden Ring beautifully, just about as well as I could have expected it to.
Wow,
in the subway, on the train, on the go, in the car. And it's not the only competitor in this space. Nintendo will always have their first-party games, Mario, Zelda. Those will always drive a lot of people to Nintendo. But if you're looking for an alternative on the go, not only Valve and the Steam Deck, plenty other portable PCs, which are essentially laptops, compressed into something you can game with in your hands.
And finally, James, let's talk briefly about the people who make games. Many of us have heard of this huge studio called Activision Blizzard. It has been widely criticized for its bro culture, for accusations of sexual harassment. There's been a successful union drive in one of its shops. How significant, James?
I think it's very significant because even though this is a really small division within a subsidiary of this giant beleaguered company, it could signal things to come. It affects just around 24 quality assurance employees, but it's something that a lot of tech and gaming employees have been pushing for: more unionization, more recognition of the sort of crunch and difficult circumstances they all labor under. And this very much could be a bellwether.
Yeah, that's James Mastromarino, here and now producer, contributor to gaming coverage on NPR, and my neighbor in Arlington, Virginia. James, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.